What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
1 a.m. here on the Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer, Lugie. Hopefully everybody had a very pleasant Lugie evening. It is the final hour here on After Hours in what has been a very eventful, very busy night in sports. Yankees lose their third straight. Mets get postponed. The Nets get Julius Randle. Giannis is finally on the move. He is now a member of the Miami Heat, which I believe is the best possible scenario for the Knicks. Giannis makes the Heat better, but not better than the Knicks. Boston didn't get Giannis. They are now, the Celtics are in shambles, in disarray, no front court. Jaylen Brown, soon to be gone. I'm sure he was part of the trade package, reportedly, that Boston offered Milwaukee. So the Celtics are going to try to pick up the pieces here, but they are in big trouble. Miami, they gutted their core. They gutted their perimeter guys. Easy for me to say at 1:01 in the morning. That's okay. We got there eventually. Take one, take two, take three. Perimeter guys, Hasquez, Hero, anybody with the ability to shoot the three-pointer is basically gone from the Miami Heat. And they're going to have to figure out how to insert Giannis into this equation. Now, they have a great head coach, but that's not always easy to do. You bring in a superstar, and you got to figure out how to make it work. And it remains to me that the Pacers are the stiffest competition for the Knicks in 2027. It's not the Pistons. It's not the gutless, spineless, heartless, analytical darlings, Cavs. It is not the Boston Chuckers. It is not the Miami Heat now with Giannis. It's certainly not Atlanta or Orlando. It is, in fact, the Indiana Pacers, as they are expected to get Tyrese Halliburton back, and they will certainly, I think, be back with a vengeance. Let me get into what's going on here with Jazz Chisholm, or what I think you're going to hear today, and that is people being upset that he was sucking on a lollipop during the game. I expect there to be a lot of false outrage about Jazz Chisholm sucking on a lollipop during the game. I, for one, have no issue with it. I would even go as far as calling it a no biggie. Baseball players all the time chew gum. They eat and chew on sunflower seeds. So what's the difference between that and a lollipop? Especially if it was a blow pop. It's got gum at the end of it. Once you're done enjoying the lollipop, you get to the gum portion of it, which is a staple in baseball, gum. It's not like Jazz Chisholm was enjoying an 8-course meal at second base. He wasn't at second base playing pickleball or not focused on the game. He had a lollipop in his mouth. He is a professional baseball player, very capable of sucking on a lollipop and playing second base. So anything you hear, screaming, yelling, Jazz Chisholm's not focused, he's not being professional, this is like him yawning on a field, all of that is false outrage. It's nonsense. It's a total no biggie. It's not like Jazz Chisholm's out there grilling hot dogs and hamburgers and it's the 4th of July. Or he's at some steakhouse or fine dining and had a 3-, 4-, 5-course meal. And he's kicking back, smoking a cigar. The guy was enjoying something that is quite enjoyable. And that is a lollipop. No different than chewing gum. No different than sunflower seeds. No different than some of the things we've seen baseball players do. Tobacco. It's all in that same category. It's a lollipop. It's candy. It's a no biggie. Anything otherwise is false outrage. So I defend Jazz in this situation. I don't have an issue with it at all. In fact, if I was a baseball player, I would enjoy a lollipop out there. You're standing around watching grass grow 90% of the time. So if the man wants to enjoy the finer things in life, including a lollipop, when he's sitting out there playing second base, playing the field, I don't have a problem with that. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Robbie is in Phoenix. What's up, Robbie?
Hey, morning. I'd like to go over a couple of things.
Of course.
There's this term called arrogant presumption.
Arrogant
Rosenberg
presumption.
Rosenberg has that.
Now,
Rosenberg has arrogant presumption.
Paul Rosenberg.
How dare you invite yourself all of that time?
He's a sure.
I mean, he invited himself to Vegas.
Yes,
he
with me and Paul and Yonkers.
Yeah, that is arrogant presumption at its finest. Thinking you're the center of the universe. Here's my other thing.
You know what, Robbie? Before you get to your other thing, this may be your second greatest point. Your greatest point ever was 3 games into Aaron Boone's tenure as Yankee manager, you called for his firing. That is your greatest moment. That is your Mona Lisa. You'll never top that. But this may be your second, because I have been trying to figure out the curious case of Paul Rosenberg all these years, and you, my friend, just nailed it. He has arrogant presumption. Paul Rosenberg feels like he should be invited to everything. He feels like no matter what goes on, whether it's at this radio station, whether it's me professionally, me personally, Paul Rosenberg thinks just because we're friends that I should include him in everything in my life. I'm surprised he doesn't invite himself into my bed with my wife, if I'm being honest. You know what I mean? You can laugh at that.
It's crazy.
You know what
it's
I mean?
Crazy.
He's just one of these guys that just has this, like you call it, arrogant presumption. Brilliantly
yes,
put by
you, I
think
you, that's
Robbie.
A good term.
Yes, I agree.
Now, here's another thing. I celebrated Father's Day yesterday. I've got 5 dogs.
Wait a second. Now, let me ask you a question here, Robbie, though, before we get to all those things you want to get to. Who would have more arrogant presumption in your mind, Paul Rosenberg or Aaron Boone?
Oh, that's a tight one. That's tight. I would have to say Rosenberg right now.
Because you feel like Aaron Boone arrogantly presumes he's going to be the Yankee manager for the rest of his life. Don't you get that impression?
Yes.
You still go Rosenberg, though?
Yeah, because he, in public, just invites himself.
He's got no shame, Rosenberg. Zero. He operates with zero shame. He's got no self-awareness. He's just across the bear, and he walks around just reeking of arrogant presumption.
Yes.
Robbie, this is just another example of you being ahead of the curve. You were the first person, not the last, but the first person on this radio station. It took a series. It took three games for you to be the first to call up calling for the firing of Aaron Boone. And now you have also landed on this. You've discovered America, so to speak, and you have accurately diagnosed Paul Rosenberg for having arrogant presumptionness.
Yes.
By the way, Robbie, would you rather have a doll or Aaron Boone manage the Yankees?
A doll.
Okay.
That's never going to change.
Would you rather have a Sharpie or Aaron Boone manage the Yankees?
Sharpie.
Got it. Okay.
Now, here, I want to go a few more things. Now, I love Sean Marash, but you got to look at him this way.
Wait, we're looking at Sean Marash now? What are we looking at him for?
Yeah, wait. Well, I think you'll agree with this.
Okay,
it makes sense.
Ahead. Yeah, go ahead. I didn't think you would go that route. I didn't think you were awake during the midday show, but okay.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to ro.co/listen to see if you qualify. RX only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
I'm working, so I'm listening, but he's the type of guy on Monday morning that sits in the office at the water cooler and tells you all the imaginary dates that he had over the weekend. But he does it in such a funny way that you laugh, but you know that they're imaginary. He knows that it's imaginary.
Yeah, he BS's a lot.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
He's the type of guy that said, I dated all these Teds all this weekend. Now, you know it's not true. He knows it's not true.
But every once in a while, he'll do it in an entertaining way. And every once in a while, even though I've known him forever, he'll get me to fall for it every once in a while. Even though I know his routine, I know what he is, I know that he's a BSer, I know he's a ball breaker. Every once in a while, he'll get... Because you know what it is, Robbie? At some point, you'd think he'd be telling you a straight story here. You think he wouldn't be, I don't want to use the word lying, but you wouldn't think he'd be BSing you, but no, he is always BSing.
Right, right. He's the office guy that likes to BS.
But, yeah, so I feel like when you go to the water cooler, he's like the Robster, the Robber Maker, Robberoni,
yes,
Robberino.
Yes, that's exactly what he is.
And then he's sitting there with a cup of coffee going, and then I was dating Anne Hathaway and Sydney Sweeney on Saturday. And then there,
right.
You know what it is too with Sean? And like I said, 99% of the time, I know the deal. Where Sean could thrive in a place like this is there's so many gullible people that just think, oh, Sean Marais is telling it straight, when in reality it's all sleight of hand, you know?
right.
Exactly. Robbie, this is what makes you great, is you're always ahead of the curve.
Thank you. Now, with the five, I got five dogs, so I celebrated Father's Day.
With your five children, they being felines. Three German Shepherds.
Three German Shepherds. Mm-hmm. One Bulldog and one Chihuahua mixed Beagle. Now, the three German Shepherds are the most quiet dogs.
Yes.
But if you break in, that they'll take care of business. And that's why I like the German Shepherd's a very good animal.
Robbie, would you rather have a German Shepherd or Aaron Boone managing the Yankees?
Oh, a German Shepherd. Yeah, yeah. They're one of the smartest breeds.
Yes. And one would say Aaron Boone is not one of the smartest breeds. That goes without saying, right?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
That would you get Scarborough, Scoobs, from Detroit if you're the Yankees?
You're talking about Scooble?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would get Scooble.
You would get him, you're saying, in a trade, not in the offseason.
Right. In a trade.
By the way, Robbie, before I answer that question, because I was kind of conflicted with this yesterday. I do not have children, but I have a cat. As a cat dad, should I have been celebrated yesterday on Father's Day? Meaning, should people have wished me a happy Father's Day? Should I have accepted their wishes? Because I don't have kids, but
yes.
I have a cat. You would say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Okay, because
yes.
I was conflicted on that, because I don't have children, but you're sitting here with five dogs. How many German Shepherds?
Three.
And then the other?
Bulldog named Ruben.
Ruben.
And a Chihuahua Beagle, Sophie, and I got Butch, Dutch, and Shelby as my German Shepherds.
Would you rather have a Chihuahua or Aaron Boone managing the Yankees?
Oh, a Chihuahua.
Chihuahua, gotcha. Now, as far as Scooble, I would... You know, you can never...
You may not have a season next year.
Yeah, no, I understand that.
So why not go for it?
You're trading with your strength, because I do think the Yankees have as good a starting rotation as there is, even though Cole has been a little shaky and he was not great yesterday. Freed on the IL. Scooble, obviously, on the IL as well. Schlittler looking like the real deal here, the American League Cy Young. I wouldn't. I think the Yankees have other needs, and I would use... whatever assets they have to fill those needs, whether it's in the bullpen, whether it's at catcher. I would not trade for Scooble if I were the Yankees. Now, the offseason's a different animal. If they want to bid for him, different story. They're only giving up money. But I would not trade prospects and aspects or assets, I should say, for Scooble when the Yankees already have a very strong rotation.
Yeah, maybe. But they need a right-handed catcher.
No, they certainly do. They just need a... you can't. Austin Wells is terrible. He really is. He's just awful. I think he's the worst offensive catcher in baseball. He's been that really throughout the year. He's just awful, 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 awful. He's got seven RBIs. It's almost July. He's awful. He's right there with Amber.
Like, Sanchez is a much better hitter. It's too bad he got hurt.
Yeah, and we'll see what ends up happening here now with him. I know he was removed from the game, and I think they're going to do further tests on him. I think the initial test came out okay. But yeah, listen, you can't do any worse. Maybe J.C. Ascar is worse, but it's hard to be worse than Austin Wells.
Yeah, I think they need to do something. And listen, I think the Knicks got a great shot to repeat.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that... certainly if they run it back and they go to the second apron, which I would like to see them do. Boston got worse tonight, if anything. They didn't get Giannis. Miami got better, but not good enough. Detroit's not good enough. Orlando's not good enough. Forget about it with the Cavs. So, yeah, I think the Knicks are far and away the best team in the East. I think they will successfully defend their crown. And I can't wait for the season to get going, because it's going to be, I think, another special run for the Knicks.
Right. Well, listen, you have a good night. And remember, arrogant presumption.
Yeah, Robbie, it's really right up there with your best work. Robbie in Phoenix, ladies and gentlemen. And it's true. You could look it up. Robbie was the first caller to this legendary radio station to call for the firing of Aaron Boone. He wasn't the last. Certainly not by a long shot, but he was the first. And for many of you, it might have taken a season, might have taken 2 years. For Robbie, it took 3 days. Some people get to that conclusion quicker. You know, some people are visionaries. Some people, like me, see the future. And they see through the BS. They're people. And that's what Robbie is. You know, Robbie and I are very like-minded. We're very much cut from the same cloth. He can see through the BS. He saw through Press Secretary Boone. He see through the BS and see through it. He saw through it. He saw through it. Look, it's 1:15 in the morning. I've been working a lot, so what do you want? A little bots in the brain, a little stunad. Sometimes the brain sends the word to the mouth, and the mouth just has its own intentions. What do you want me to tell you? Sometimes it flows, sometimes it doesn't. It is what it is. Robbie can see through that. He saw through it with Press Secretary Boone. And even Sean, we'll get to that in a second. What he said about Paul Rosenberg, producer here, so-called glue guy, so-called weather expert, but really just overall a pain in the ass and a burden. And in many ways for me, a charity case. He has arrogant presumption, which here's the definition according to AI. Arrogant presumption refers to a behavior or attitude where an individual oversteps social or professional boundaries, acting with overconfidence and an unfounded belief in their own superiority or authority. Gee, maybe perhaps somebody calling themselves the glue of the radio station would fit that category. Gee, somebody who thinks they should be invited to every single event, even though they're not invited to that event, there is arrogant presumption. And yes, Robbie, what you said about my dear friend, Sean Marash, I think is 100% spot on. And he does a good job of it, where it's hard to know sometimes, and this is to his credit, where you don't know what to believe half the time. But he's just good at selling that. Where he is around the water cooler on a Monday morning telling you about this amazing weekend he had with all these hot models he hung out with, when in reality, he sat in his basement trolling people on Twitter and eating ice cream and trying to figure out how to jam the Giants and Yankees into the conversation because he can't stand all this Knick talk. That's really all he did. But, Robbie, you see people. You get people. And that's what makes you a visionary, just like me. You understand. You cut through the BS. Yeah, I've even told that Sean off air. I'm like, bro, can you just stop them? Because he'll do that with me. It's like, it's one thing to do it on the air or to do it in a public setting. He'll side text me and try to BS me. I'm like, can you stop BSing me? We've known each other for practically 20 years. Enough is enough. I'm tired of it. I don't want to call you out every 5 seconds because you're BSing me. And then I'll go, no, I'm serious. I'm serious. Well, and then you're not. You're not being serious. So just level with me. If you can't level with me, who the hell are you going to level with? But we need more people like Robbie, and we need more people like Positive Tommy that cut through the nonsense, that see people for what they truly are, and that is arrogant presumption, and that is Sean the water cooler over-embellisher of the weekend that he had. And obviously Press Secretary Aaron Boone, to which Robbie sniffed out, was not the goods. Some of you it took a year, some of you it took 2 years, some of you, McJoggle, still haven't gotten there yet. Robbie got there in 3 days. He got there in 3 days. You know, what would have taken other men 50, 60 years to break out of Shawshank, it took Andy Dufresne 19 years. Was it 19 or 29? I always forget. Either way, it was a shorter number than Morgan Freeman would have had anyone else doing it. It took Andy Dufresne 29 years. I can't really do a great impression of Morgan Freeman, so I'm not even going to attempt to do it. But that's Robbie. For some of you, it took 2 years. For Robbie, it took 3 days. And probably even less than that. It probably took one day, but he didn't call WFAN until the series was. He gave Aaron Boone a series. He gave him a series. Said, all right, you're the new Yankee manager. Let's see what you got. I'll give you a series. Okay. I don't even remember what Aaron Boone did in his first series. It's possible he went 3-0, but Robbie saw what none of us could see at the time, and that is that Aaron Boone is not the guy for the job. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is night one of the NBA draft. And when I look at where the Knicks are slotted in the first round, in the second round, there's a couple of names that interest me for the Knicks. And when I look at both of these players, there are similarities. They both come from a good, in one instance, great in another instance in terms of programs. They're both coached by one legendary coach, another guy that is well on his way to becoming a legendary coach. They're winning players. I think they have winning DNA in terms of being winning basketball players. They're well coached. They fit the DNA of what the Knicks have built here through the Villanova connection with Jalen, with Mikal, with Josh Hart. And the two guys I'm talking about, number one, Zubi Ejiofor, obviously standout at St. John's. Hard worker, well-respected, learned under one of the greats, one of the legendary college coaches in Rick Pitino, played under the bright lights of Madison Square Garden, knows the city, knows what the fans are all about, the New York fans, and I think Zubi would thrive in this system. And the other guy is Alex Caravan, one of the most decorated, in terms of team success, players we've ever seen in college basketball, throughout the history of college basketball. Three trips for Caravan to the Final Four, two national championships, a integral part in those trips to the Final Fours, and of course the national championships. Caravan's a winning player, high character, great work ethic, played under a great college coach. All he knows is winning, much like the guys that came from Villanova. I want these players here because they're winners. And they fit that Island of Misfit Toys type of vibe that the Knicks have going, where I already hear the knocks on both players. Well, here's what you can't knock, especially Caravan. He wins. And he knows where to be at the right times on a basketball floor. High IQ, high basketball IQ, winning programs, success, played in a lot of big games in college, Caravan did. And same with Zubi. I mean, St. John's, not where they want to be, but Sweet 16 this past year. And certainly on their way to bigger and better things. And Zubi was right in the center of that over the last couple of years. So Zubi Ejiofor, Alex Caravan, those would be the two guys I would like to see the Knicks get in the draft. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to join the conversation. We got one more segment to go here on After Hours before I hand it off to Al Cintron. We had a big night here in basketball. Giannis went to the Heat. Randall went to the Nets. It was a great night for the Knicks. I will get into next segment my thoughts on this offseason. Not only for the Knicks, but what we've seen so far throughout the NBA. If you'd like to join the conversation in the final segment, you can. The phone number to call is 888-808-1019. It is After Hours. It is Lugie in the Late Night. Tommy Lugauer here on The Fan.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra Strength Recovery, now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to ro.co/listen to see if you qualify. Rx only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
128 here on the Fan in New York City, Tommy Lee Gower. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to join the conversation. We'll get to those calls in just 1 second. The Fan Focus is presented by Chef IQ. Watch the game, not the grill. Get your gear at chefiq.com. My focus right now is the Knicks offseason. The timing of James Dolan uttering the phrase second apron was obviously not optimal. It was the eve of the parade, the first ever in Knicks history. 53 years, some waited for, others waited a lifetime for this championship. We've all been waiting for a parade, including Clyde Frazier, who thankfully was honored down the Canyon of Heroes. He got his first taste of a parade as a champion, as he should have. So for Dolan to come on WFAN, to be on the Carton Show, for him to say second apron, and he doesn't want to go to the second apron, the day before the parade is about to go underway, yeah, the timing of that is not great. Because it put a little bit of a cloud. I mean, I got a bunch of calls on it. People are upset. People were frustrated when it should have been more about the celebrating. You know, last weekend should have been all celebration, partying. If you like to get down with the drinking, whatever it is that you do to celebrate and have a damn good time. And I saw a lot of that during the parade. The parade was awesome. It was Knicks and chicks after that. Everybody was just roaming the streets. The bars were packed. I certainly got after it after hours and then, you know, enjoying the vibe of the city. It was awesome. So it was all about the championship. It was all about a week that none of us will ever forget. Now that we've entered a new week, now that it is a new day, yes it is, we as Knicks fans can, and the league is certainly doing this as well, with Giannis going to Miami, Julius Randle returning to New York, this time with the Nets. It is now time for us as Knicks fans to roll our sleeves up and focus on the offseason. And when you hear second apron and ownership unwilling to go to the second apron, here's how I dissect this. First, Dolan admitted he already met with Leon Rose a couple days earlier, which leads me to believe that Leon Rose might be on the same page with Dolan here as far as not wanting to go to the second apron. But let's operate under the assumption that that's not the case. And Dolan just said that that's the way he feels. I think Leon Rose can present a, let's call it a PowerPoint presentation, on how the Knicks can get to the second apron and then ultimately get out of the second apron. And how being in the second apron when you are champions is not that bad of a place to be compared to teams that aren't the defending champions. What the Knicks are trying to accomplish this offseason, what I want them to do is retain their players. They've already done that with Diawara. We'll see what happens with Alvarado later this week as he pushed the deadline back to Friday when it was supposed to be today. We'll see what happens with Mitchell Robinson. Obviously, the Celtics now become big-time suitors for him. Shamet, really the entire bench, are all up in the air when you talk about the second apron. And what I think should be top priority, Karl Anthony Towns and his extension that he's due for this summer. And I certainly hope, Karl, and I'm not going to, it's not that I'm sitting here publicly shaming him, because you know what, do whatever the heck you want. You're an adult, but I hope sincerely that Karl Anthony Towns takes a page out of the captain's playbook, out of Jalen Brunson's playbook, and that is hometown discount. You don't have to max out the extension. You'll make more down the line. Winning in New York matters more than winning anywhere else. Build and continue to build something with this team. Keep this starting five, the best starting five in the league, together longer than it would be if Karl Anthony Towns ends up going somewhere else in a couple years. So if I'm the Knicks, I would be willing to go far with that extension, not all the way to the max, but pretty far. And hopefully Karl Anthony Towns is willing to meet them closer to the middle, accept that extension, which clears any type of trade talk. Because Karl Anthony Towns, I thought all year, or I should say in the beginning part of the year, was bothered by the Giannis rumors. He was bothered by the Giannis trade talks. And I think that affected his game. Unless something else comes out that we didn't know about, and we heard some things about his relationship with Mike Brown and maybe not feeling comfortable in the offense, I think it had a lot to do with Giannis, the cloud over this franchise, the fact that Karl Anthony Towns would be on his way out if Giannis was on his way in. And here you have Karl Anthony Towns, who's been much maligned throughout his career, is much criticized, especially guys like Shaq and Barkley, and at times rightfully so. Here's Karl Anthony Towns with a team that has a legitimate shot to win a championship, and he starts the year with all this Giannis BS flooding social media, flooding these airwaves. I think it affected Cat's play in the first half. Because once the trade deadline came and went and Giannis stayed put and Karl Anthony Towns was still a member of this team, you saw the best basketball out of Cat. You saw him play defense. And then once the playoffs started and the Knicks were down 2-1, he marches into Mike Brown's office and he talks to his coaching staff and says, listen, we need to run, I'm paraphrasing, we need to run the offense through me. And once, and this is a credit to Mike Brown, who is a guy, and this is one of the reasons he was hired, is someone that's willing to listen, willing to bend, willing to get with his coaching staff, his players, upper management, ownership. Ultimately, it's Mike's decision, but he is always willing to listen, and he's not stubborn. And one of the things that he wasn't stubborn on is the guy that is the center point of this offense. Once it became, and it's a credit to Rick Brunson, to talking to his son, talking to Jalen Brunson, and having that, what I'm sure was an awkward conversation, but it was for the better of the team, and that was running the offense through Karl Anthony Towns. And then we saw historical plus minuses from Cat. We saw the Knicks go on a dominant historical run. We saw Karl Anthony Towns play terrific defense on Wemby in the first two games of the NBA Finals. So the bottom line is, it leads to wanting, for me, Karl Anthony Towns to be a part of this team for a long time. And I think you do that by extending him this summer, and hopefully Cat will take that deal for less money than what is the max. I would not shame him. I would not be mad at him. I would not be upset with him if he doesn't, because I understand. Same thing if Mitchell Robinson flees to Boston and takes more money. Make your money. Who am I to say that you shouldn't? But I'm just hopeful that they follow suit and they take the lead of their captain. Because Jalen Brunson is not finished. He's far from done. You could see it by the look on his face, which is usually, I mean, the guy hardly cracks a smile. Outside of, the only time I see Jalen Brunson smiling is when he has Stephen A. Smith apologizing for the takes he's had about the Knicks, which I get. I understand that. They got Stephen A. to own up to his mistakes. We got a smile out of Jalen Brunson there. But outside of that, the guy never smiles. Because he's focused. He's got that Jordan, Kobe, Tiger, Brady mentality. Jeter. The job is not finished. The legacy is not set. The legend of Jalen Brunson will continue. And that speech he had at the parade, Jalen's, where he went after his critics, he came off like a guy that's not content, is not satisfied with one championship. And let me be clear, I'm not knocking the players that did this, because they all did, essentially, outside of Brunson. And I don't blame them at all. But the players that were up there on the stage dancing and sweating on Alicia Keys and having a good old time, that's what they should be doing at a parade. Jalen Brunson wasn't doing that. He wasn't. He looked like a chaperone in the corner watching everyone else have a good time. He was like the DD, not enjoying himself. But that's just the way he is. And maybe that's also his personality, in far as, you know, he doesn't get down. But at the same time, I saw a stone-cold sports killer that wants to win another championship. And he has done everything in his power as far as work ethic and financially to make that happen. And I just hope the second superstar in this team does the same. That's my hope. Because I'm not in the camp of move on from Cat, trade this guy, I am not on board with that at all. At all. I wouldn't want to do anything to break up the chemistry, the cohesiveness, the connectivity of this basketball team that won a championship because of those reasons. I would not mess with that. I wouldn't. I would do everything in my power, including going into the second apron, to do exactly what needs to be done, and that is return this entire team next year. And if that's wishful thinking, then in Leon we trust. I'd love to see Tyler Kolek develop even more. It would be nice if he could play some defense, but I think there are things about Tyler Kolek's game that are very much promising. Mo Diawara, I mean, as a rookie, essentially out of nowhere, I think showed a ton of promise, and I'm so happy he's coming back. Dottier just asked Mikal Bridges. He was rocking his jersey. And there are a lot of people inside that building that love Dottier. Whomever they get in the draft, and I would love to see Zubi, I would love to see Alex Caravan. If they can acquire a stretch big or another wing defender, I'm all for it. But these young players could ultimately get a bigger role if a Shamet, if a Robinson finds a different home. But I'm going to remain optimistic and wishful thinking and hopeful that second apron be damned, other offers be damned, and that this Knick team that we saw win a championship returns in its entirety. That is my hope this offseason. And it chronologically, it starts with the draft, but top priority to me is extending Karl Anthony Towns. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to join the conversation. Let's go to Mo in Brooklyn here on After Hours. What's up, Mo?
What's up, Tom the Bomb?
Hey, what's going on?
Good. First of all, about Norman Powell, I spoke to you last night, would be suitable for the Nets. You have Michael Porter Jr., you have Julius Randle, and Norman Powell. That's my first take.
Yeah, I mean, we were talking about that. Yeah, look, I think Julius will be a good fit for them. He will be able to get buckets. He will be able to get his stats. He is a nice little a placeholder for them in terms of where they're still building a young nucleus through the draft. Julius Randle provides a veteran presence. And listen, he got the Knicks jump started. He was the guy that wanted to come here. It all started with him and the hiring of Tibbs and then Brunson and so on and so forth. And now they have a championship. I'm sure Sean Marks is thinking the same thing by acquiring Julius Randle, sending Nick Claxton to the Bulls and getting a pick and then moving a pick as well.
And what Norman Powell to the Nets makes sense. 100%.
Yeah, absolutely. And listen, I don't know what Miami's going to want to do now. The problem is they've gotten rid of all their shooters. They got rid of Hero. They got rid of Hasquez. They don't have a lot of perimeter players anymore in Miami. They're all going to be on the inside here with Giannis, with Bam Adebayo. So who knows what the future of Powell is. But I think the Nets would be a good landing spot for Powell. And I'm a big fan of his. I think he is a guy that's overlooked a lot. He's one of the more underrated players in the NBA.
To the Knicks. The reason why I don't like Mohamed Diwara and like Takam Dadi and like Trey Jemison, like I don't think they do anything to the team because they're such a loaded bench. It's just, I think it's like a waste of money. It's a garbage time, you know what I mean? Like,
well, I think it's a couple things. You're obviously signing Diwara for the future. He's super young and he's also insurance if you can't retain all your players, because if they are unwilling to go into the second apron, then they're not going to be able to retain everybody. There are going to be players that are no longer here that are on the bench, and that's where a Diawara, that's where a Kolek, that's where a Dottier, that's where the guys they draft this year would then come into play because their roles would increase.
Right. Do you think they get a re-sign Jordan Clarkson?
Yes.
I'm not sure.
Yes, yeah. I do. Yeah, I do because I don't I think that it, financially he's only gonna get his best offer from the Knicks.
And then who can add them to the bench? Because they have such a loaded bench, meaning that Deuce McBride, you think they get rid of him? I'm not sure about that.
There's a possibility that Deuce gets traded. I wouldn't be stunned if that happens.
Deuce.
Yeah, no, I understand that. And we'd have to come up with a new chant, which we will. But I think that Deuce could certainly be traded. But I like I said, I don't want to get rid of anybody on this team. Everybody played a major role. I think this is such a group that loves each other through the power of friendship. They won a title, Mo. And I don't want to see anybody gone from this team going into next year.
GTA needs to stay.
Yeah. Alvarado, and listen, he pushed back his deadline to Friday. And look, he's a fan favorite. He was awesome in game four. And I knew that he would. I knew, and I was calling for Alvarado for a while to be a Knick. Yeah, Shamit's a must. Really, you could go down. I think everybody's a must. You could name the entire roster.
I think Mohamed Diwara is a must. I think it was a waste of money.
No, I totally disagree with that. I completely disagree with that. Completely disagree with that. And I think he would have been highly sought after. You're talking about a guy that's got a ton of raw talent. He's super young. He's just learning the sport at this level. And he showed flashes of being a guy that can play regular minutes as a starter. No, I think the world of Diawara, and I was very, because I was a little worried there. I was like, oh boy, I don't know if he's going to be back. He's back. And I think it speaks to potentially where the Knicks are going as far as the second apron and whether they go into it or not. But if they don't, a guy like Diawara would obviously get more minutes, and he's a young player that you want to continue to develop. You know, if you get into the second apron this year and you bring some of these players back, I think the idea would be to get out of the second apron the following year. You know, you go for the repeat, you don't get that, and that's where you move on from some of these role players, and that's where a Diawara would then become a major contributor off the bench. And I would love to see Alvarado back. You know, I'm a huge fan of his. I've been pumping him up as far as the Knicks acquiring him, you know, dating back to the summer and even before that. Actually, even before that. I feel like it's been years I've been pumping up Alvarado. And finally, the Knicks were, you know, they listened and they got him. And I knew he would play a major role and have a moment in the playoffs. And that's exactly what he did. He was as responsible as anybody was for that game four comeback, 29 points down to the Spurs in the second half. 888-808-1019. Is the phone number to call. Let's head out to Sean in the Catskills. What's up, Sean?
Hey. The Knicks, I got to give it to them. It was amazing. They absolutely destroyed the Cavs and whatever. But my question is that the weight, like, they came back so many times from down that much.
Yep.
And the Cavs, like, I think they're a really talented team. But my question is that, like, you always watch them, and I feel like they're playing depressed. Jared Allen doesn't try unless it's game seven. James Harden, like, if the Cavs were down by 22, they would, with,
they're soft.
Like, they would just, like, sub in their, like, scrubs. So, like, how do the Cavs, like, with the talent that they have, fix this problem of just, like, looking like they're not trying out there?
Well, they don't. Not with this core, because they're soft. They're mentally soft. They have a sports loser in James Harden, and I hate to say this. It's going to pain me to say this because I love the guy, and he's a great ambassador of my baseball team. But Donovan Mitchell is a sports loser until proven otherwise. And I love Donovan Mitchell. I do. I really do. And I wanted him to be a Knick, but I'm sorry. He shouldn't be in the same breath as Jalen Brunson at this point. And he's got a ton of talent, but he's got to learn how to win. I think Mobley is talented, soft, soft. Jared Allen, soft. I mean, that's what they are. S-A-W-F-T, they're soft. And you can't teach that. They just are what they are. And Kenny Atkinson is more worried about analytics than winning playoff games. So they're gutless, spineless, heartless sports losers until proven otherwise. Giannis going to the Heat was the best possible thing for the Knicks. This was a winning night for the Knicks. The perfect evening in what has been a perfect season, perfect playoffs, and now a perfect offseason. First of all, Giannis doesn't go to Boston. And now the Celtics are in shambles. They didn't improve their embarrassing front court. They didn't get Giannis. They now have a ticked off superstar in Jaylen Brown, who's going to find out, like the rest of us, that he was the centerpiece, or at least rumored to be, or speculated to be, or reported on, that Jaylen Brown was the centerpiece of the offer from the Celtics to the Bucks. So now Brown's going to want to get the heck out of Boston. Boston didn't improve their team, so you could push them to the side. The fact that they're favored over the Knicks, give me a break. They're an afterthought at this point. Miami, yeah, they got better with Giannis, because you bring in a superstar, but they gutted their entire team. Their three-point shooters, their perimeter players, Hero, Vasquez, they're all gone. So Miami did improve, but they're not better than the Knicks. They're going to be a fourth, fifth, sixth seed, and I don't think they pose a major threat to the Knicks. Giannis didn't go to OKC, so it's not like a team out west who has a chip, who has a championship, who has championship DNA, they didn't get better by bringing in Giannis and getting the heck rid of Chet Holmgren after his gutless performance in Game 7 against the Spurs. So Giannis going to the Heat, it's the best possible news for the Knicks. It's the best possible scenario for the Knicks. The Celtics get worse. They're an afterthought. Miami got better, but they're still not better than the Knicks, especially considering what the Heat gave up. The Thunder didn't get better. They didn't get a big man to stop Wemby, so the Spurs now still could get to the finals. Their path is still very clear, and we know the Knicks own the Spurs. So it couldn't have got any better for the Knicks in what I think will be a perfect offseason. It got off to the perfect note. 888-808 and the perfect start. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call here on After Hours. Let's go to Ed in Manhattan. What's up, Ed?
Lukey.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, man, listen, man, I'm glad Diawara is back. I hope these guys do take a little less money like Brunson, take the lead like you said, like Brunson did, the captain, because I think they have two more years where they can do this again if they do. But you know
at
what?
At least. If Cat gets an extension, it's even longer than that.
Yes, yes, yes. But you know what? If they don't, if one of them leaves, or Mitch leaves for the money, I don't think Towns will, but if Mitch leaves or someone else, you know what? In Leon, we trust.
Yes. Leon, yes. That's Leon, absolutely accurate.
Leon has proven that he is an architect. He is the best executive in New York, hands down. I don't want to hear it. Cashman is good, even though he doesn't win the championships for a while, but he gets his team to the playoffs every year. But you know what? What Leon Rose did, the architect, the moves he made, the criticism that he took, he stayed quiet. I thought he was an AI-generated chatbot. I don't know.
Yeah, listen, he certainly doesn't meet the media, and when you hear him publicly speak, you find out why. I mean, he's not the greatest as far as communicating, but he's obviously an incredible executive, and he built a championship team.
It goes to show you, man. You know, talk is cheap.
Yeah. No, listen, Ed. If you're going to win championships, and I appreciate the call, if you're going to win championships, I don't care if you meet the media ever. You can be there in Fort Knox. You can be there in Area 51. You can be, you know, Leon Ruiz doesn't meet the media. Doesn't have to. When you're winning championships and in Leon we trust, I am totally fine with Leon Rose not meeting the media. As long as you're winning, that goes and sits well with me. That's for sure. Now, you threw out all those great executives. I mean, you didn't mention Joe Shane or David Stearns. I mean, they certainly deserve to be in that conversation as well. And the Mets didn't play tonight, but chip away. A couple things. Number one, 6-8-game winning streak, Mets go on that. It's a totally different conversation. Number two, if they finish 500 in June, I think that would be a great month considering the competition that they have this month. They would have now had a successful May, I believe a successful June going 500, and that gives them the opportunity to go on that run, get that 6-8-game winning streak in July, right before the deadline. You get Lindor back, you make a big splash, you fix up this rotation, you add a big bat, and you put yourself in a situation to go on a nice little run in the second half. I'm not waving the white flag. I'm not giving up. I remain positive, and I remain steadfast in the same with the chip away, get on that winning streak, get healthy, and go from there. I'm also just ecstatic and just thrilled that the Boston Celtics are in shambles. I mean, they're just completely and utterly in shambles. The Boston Celtics were the team that everybody thought, oh, that's going to be the Knicks' toughest competition. Oh, the Boston Celtics are going back to the NBA Finals. Oh, the Boston Celtics are going to win the championship. The Celtics couldn't get Giannis. They have no front court. They now have a ticked off superstar in Jaylen Brown. He's going to ask to get traded. The Celtics are an afterthought. They're yesterday's news. They're not on the level of the Knicks. They never really were. The Knicks knocked them out of the playoffs 2 years ago. They would have smoked them in the playoffs this year. And now, what do the Celtics do without Giannis? What do they do without a front court? Where do they turn next? They got no options. They got no avenues. They got nowhere to turn. And soon, Brown will be out of there as well. And they'll be left with Tatum and the rest of them. And that's not enough to hold off the Knicks. It's not enough to spoil the Knicks party. It's not enough to stand in the way from the Knicks repeating and getting back to the finals and winning a championship. So I'm very excited, very ecstatic. This Giannis news was the best possible news because not only did he not go to the Thunder, he didn't go to the Celtics. And the Celtics are in shambles and disarray. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. That's for Al, not for me. Or for me tomorrow because I got a show after the Yankees. Remember, it's an early start time, 6:40. So that means I'll be on probably around 10:30, night one of the draft. Hopefully I'm on right as the Knicks are picking in the first round. And I can give you my instant live reaction to what the Knicks do in the first round. The offseason's coming fast and furious. That's what happens when you win a championship. Parade on Thursday, draft on Tuesday, and away we go. Giannis is a member of the Heat. Julius Randle is a member of the Nets. My thanks to the audience, my thanks to the listeners, my thanks to the callers, my thanks to Rosenberg, my thanks to Fleegs. Alcintron comes your way next, and then I will have you after the Yankees later on tonight, right here on After Hours.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, WFAN, New York.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped mussel oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!